Julie.
Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In December 1916, the Letcher & Son store in Grants Pass, Oregon, advertised Christmas gifts that will last. Among them, a solid gold 14-karat jeweled movement watch with a dustproof case for $85, the equivalent of $1,972 in today's currency. For women, Letcher & Son offered a large line of gold and silver thimbles. The Golden Rule store had several suggestions, including silk hosiery at 50 cents a pair, the equivalent of $11.60 today, kid gloves, and white linen handkerchiefs. For men, it suggested umbrellas or suspenders in holiday boxes. For children, Clemens Rexall had celluloid novelties, rubber rattles, Oz books, and Cupid dolls. Meanwhile, World War I raged in Europe as the French fought to gain ground in Verdun. A year later, 8 months after the United States entered the war, the Rogue River Courier's Christmas ads featured gifts for patriots. The Peerless Clothing Company advised, in these words, "Gilded gewgaws are in shocking bad taste as Christmas gifts for the 1917 holiday seasons." It recommended practical gifts and donations to the Red Cross. One prominent businessman reportedly did his part for the war effort by knitting sweaters for soldiers. Today's episode of As It was written by Linda Demscher, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.